Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We want to get into what made Heather cry in public yesterday.
Something happened to us, my family, that has never happened to any of us before. Mm-hmm. We went out to dinner, and I wasn't even going to go out to dinner. I actually had an appointment, so Colin was going to take the kids himself. He typically does this on Thursdays. It's his day that he'll take the kids out to eat. But my appointment got finished really quickly, so I said, you know what? I'm going to join you. So we went out to eat at a place in Clarkston. We go there quite frequently. Enjoyed a nice dinner. We had pizzas, a burger. Nothing crazy, just your typical dinner.
Yeah, how do you get your burger done?
Pink or no pink?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Two options. And it was a pretty busy night. There was a lot of people there. And the table next to us, you know, you notice. I mean, I was facing them, so I could see the people sitting there. But nothing was ever, you know, we didn't say hi or have a conversation with this table. But I did make eye contact with this older gentleman, and I noticed him because he was wearing a veteran's hat, and he had on like this American flag shirt that talked about being a veteran. And so you just, I noticed him, right?
Sure.
He was probably in his 80s, maybe?
Okay. Yeah.
Upper 70s. I'm not sure how old he was,
right.
But he was an older gentleman, and he was there with two older women as well. And anyway, they got up, left. We continued eating because it takes a long time eating with two kids and cleaning up with the mess and everything. And we had the waitress come over to get our bill, and she said, actually, there's no bill tonight. The older gentleman took care of it for you. I like feel like I'm going to cry again. And he was like, he just wanted you guys to know that you have a beautiful family. He didn't want you to know about it. He made sure I didn't say anything until after he left. So he covered our entire dinner for us. It
That's
was just,
awesome.
I've never, I hear these stories of these acts of kindness where like you're in line to get a coffee or something and the car in front of you already took care of it, right? And you pay it forward, but I've never experienced it. And it did, it made me cry because to me, I was like, no, I should have been paying for his meal.
Yeah.
He should not have paid for mine. I should have paid for his. And it was just such a kind gesture. It was awesome. It was if he's out there, if he's listening, thank you. Like it was just, it made my night. It was really nice.
And he clearly wanted no credit,
them
to wait until he was gone before they said anything. Just did it out of the goodness of his heart.
It was so nice. And we didn't know how much the bill was, and I didn't know if he took care of the tip.
How do you handle
that?
So
then I was like, oh my gosh, do we have cash? Because we never have cash on us.
Right.
Do we order a pop and then put a tip on the card? But we were able to scrounge up some money between the two of us and leave a tip for the waitress as well. I'm guessing he did.
But just
he did
to be
that.
Safe.
But
yeah.
I wanted to make sure she was also taken care of too. So now we have to pay it forward.
Yeah. Now you just got to find the right opportunity.
Right.
Because
it was so great. It would be nice to do that for somebody else as well.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something you're thinking you're going to do?
I don't know if I'd pay for somebody's entire meal. Like, that's the thing. He didn't even know. I mean, he could see us. He was at the table next to us, but I don't know if he knew what we ordered. It could have been really expensive. Like, we all could have We all could have gotten something very expensive, had some drinks, but we didn't.
Pop, soda, beer, whatever.
I don't
whatever.
Even know how much it all cost.
It adds up, yeah.
What we ordered.
Yeah,
but
what if
I don't,
Colin had a steak? I mean, like, you just don't know.
You have no idea. So I don't know if I would, if I'm in the position to just pay for somebody's entire dinner right now, but I definitely could find a way to pay it forward some way.
Maybe you felt bad because you ordered a grilled cheese.
I did. I had pizza. I had pizza with the kids. Colin had the burger.
Uh-huh.
So you want to ask people
so
for...
So yeah, have you ever had this experience where you've had an act of kindness given to you, or have you been on the giving
the other end?
Yeah. And what has it been? Because has it ever happened to you guys?
I've never had that situation happen where somebody's, you know, bought our meal or anything like that. I've had it before when I was living up north where I was in the grocery checkout line and I could see the mom and I think there was four or five kids behind me, and you could tell that she was adding up the groceries and trying to make sure that she was going to have enough to pay for it. So as I was checking out, there was the kid behind the counter that was doing the scanning, all that stuff, was a kid that I knew. So after I paid for mine, I just said, you know, I'm going to leave my credit card with you, pay for these, and then I'll come back in an hour or so and pick it up. And, you know, I'm going to walk out. Don't need to say anything. Just say it's taken care of. And I'll say this. I know that the feeling that you had, and I don't know what their situation was.
Sure.
I was making some wild assumptions. But whether it was true or not, when you do that, it changes your day just as much as your day was changed last night.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it would too. So I'm excited to find a way to pay it forward.
Mm-hmm. People want to know where you're going out for dinner. Apparently, you can just get meals comp these days.
Because somewhere in Clarkston.
Apparently. Yeah. Someone says it's hot girl privilege.
Dude, I was there with two toddlers, my husband.
Right.
And
he was there with two hotties as well.
He was. He sure was. No.
Maybe not Martha Stewart, but.
I don't know. What it was. It was just a young family with two kids he saw, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what it was.
You never
what it
know
was.
His motivation. No. Maybe, you know, he thinks back to when he was starting a family with a couple young kids and just it touched him.
Yeah.
So he did something about it. Let's get to James and Lapeer. James, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
So I'm actually one of the people that paid it forward one time. I went into a restaurant for dinner. I sat down. I ended up getting seated next to an older gentleman that had a veteran's hat on. I asked him what he had, and he said he had the steak, and it was really good. And we ended up having the same waitress. So when the waitress came over, I placed my order. I got the same thing that he got. And I told the waitress that I'd pick up his tab.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Did he know it? Like, was he aware of it? When he went to check out, were you still there? No, so you left first, so he didn't know.
No, he left before I did.
Oh.
The waitress not to say anything, just say that somebody picked up his tab.
But just don't point out who it is. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, James.
Yeah. I'm wondering if there are any waiters or waitresses out there, like, how frequently do they experience this where somebody says, I want to pick up that table?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I would think it's rare, but the phones are lighting up. People have a lot of stories on this. Let's get to Bill in Gibraltar. Bill, you're on 97.1.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning.
My wife and I, when I lost both my mom and dad, we decided to, instead of going out once a week, we go out three times and we pay for someone's dinner every month.
Oh, my gosh.
And, and it's for them. It's what it's for. But like John just said, if you watch the waiter and waitress's faces when you do that, they get as big a kick and charge out of that as the person that you just paid for.
Yeah, because they're the messenger, right? Yeah. It's usually, hey, don't shoot the messenger. This time it's they get to deliver a great message.
And like Heather says, you don't want to be known. You don't want to make it a big deal about it. You just want to see the smile on their face and their head twisted around on like a – on a swivel to try to figure out, okay, who paid for my dinner?
Yeah.
But the feeling is unbelievable.
It's a great way to honor your parents.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, you know, try it one time. And Heather, it's not that expensive, usually $30, $40, $50 max.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm sure depending on where we go out to eat, you could also get an idea of how much the bill would be, but we will.
Yeah.
We're going to do it sometime.
On Twitch, it says Heather can buy a beer for shirtless guy at Comerica.
Pay it forward.
Pay it forward. Yeah. I'll buy him a shirt.
Or buy him a shirt. That's what I was going to say.
We are going to talk about fans.
Got that one in a 4X.
Was he a bigger guy?
He was a bigger guy, yeah. He was a big man.
Ticket Texter says what? He didn't make a video and post it on social media so everyone could tell him how great he is? That's what makes it awesome. It was just out of the goodness of his heart.
Right.
Heather was brought to tears yesterday at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Veteran. Paid for their whole meal.
Yeah.
And
not a social media influencer.
No. It's never happened to me before in any way. It literally brought me to tears because it was such a nice gesture, and I felt like this is wrong. No, I should have been the one to have paid for his meal, and here he is not wanting any recognition. The waitress said, you know, he wanted to make sure that they were gone before she told us. So it was awesome.
Texter
really
says,
nice gesture.
Heather, if I wasn't Ubering, I would be crying right now. It's a touching story. Someone once bought me McDonald's food at a drive-thru. Yes, pay it forward. That's Ypsilanti Joe. Story of a lady at Kroger paying $93 for my groceries because I forgot my wallet. She wouldn't take anything, just wanted to help.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the phones. Larry in Waterford, you're on 97.1.
Hey, boys, and Heather. My situation happened while I was at Meijer, and I was standing in the prescription line, and the person in front of me was going back and forth with the pharmacist regarding the cost of her medication. I overheard it and asked just how much it was, and they said it was $43, so I said, I'll take care of it. Gave the pharmacist a $50. The surprising part came when the lady who I covered the medication for looked at me and said, can I have the change?
Oh, that's probably
awkward.
Yeah.
it was just that. It was awkward. Very awkward.
You just go, all right, here you go, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't mind taking care of her.
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
Wow.
Have a good day, guys.
It was the thought that counts. Exactly.
Yes.
Thanks, Larry. Well, what do you got here? Let's almost packed here. Let's get some good calls here. Peter in Macomb, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Peter.
What's up?
Well, I've been on both sides. I've been receiving side a couple times, but because I was laid off. But now I've been on the other side of giving, which is actually much better. Once you're on the other side, giving is much better than the receiving side.
Gosh, imagine how many tears I'll have when I actually pay it forward.
Yeah.
My gosh. It's that much better.
Who paid for your meal? The lady crying going out the door.
I always carry $30 in my wallet in case there's a veteran or a family or some kind of older person that looks like they have a hard time. I always do it all the time. I have that all the time in my wallet.
That's nice, Peter.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get to Ben in Grosse Pointe. Ben, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
So, being active duty here in the Detroit surrounding area,
I just kind of want to show my gratitude because it happens quite a bit. We're walking around in uniform constantly. So to everyone who does that, we really appreciate you. And we're not really supposed to accept it, but if someone is persistent enough, we just kind of say thank you and move on with our days. But, hey, we appreciate everyone who does reach out that hand. So that's all I got.
Well, thank you for your service.
Yeah, thanks for your service. Yep. It's the least we could do.
Yeah, and it's a good perspective. I mean, mm-hmm. it says a lot about our community that he goes.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
It's persistent, yeah.
And I think that's the thing, too, is like there are really good people out there. You don't always feel it.
No. Yes.
You don't always see it. But when it happens, it does change your perspective
restores
on a lot of things.
Restores your faith in humanity.
Would you say that happened to you? Your faith is restored?
Yeah.
And humanity as a whole?
Yeah.
One step at a time. Yeah. Let's get to Mike in Ferndale. What's up, Mike?
Hey, so I used to work at a restaurant downtown, and Matt Stafford was dining there, and he had a group of people dining with him, but they'd come in a bit later, and he wanted to sit next to him, but the restaurant was packed, so he had the waitress ask the people next to him if, you know, he could, you know, have their table. And I guess they must not have known who he was or whatever, but, you know, they were a little apprehensive, and then they just said, yeah, all right, you know, you can have the table. So then, you know, the night went on, and they ended up paying for these people's dinner, and it must have been probably $400 or $500, but pretty cool story.
That's nice.
It certainly is, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, if you're going to ask these people
to leave,
give up their
yeah.
seats,
yeah. Yeah.
Make it worth their while. Jill and Macomb, you're on 97.1. Hey, Jill. All right, put Jill on hold. Let's get to Jim in Clarkston. You're on 97.1.
Hey, quick story. Monday morning, I got up, had some breakfast. It was early. Got to the restaurant, and there was just a couple other people in there, and the waitress must have known the people there. They were having a conversation, and the people said, hey, how'd your day go yesterday? And the lady said, I hate Sundays. She said, man, it's the worst day of the week to work as a waitress. Can't stand when them churchy people come in. And they leave no tips. They complain a bunch. And I'm listening to this conversation. I thought that shouldn't be. So I got done with my meal. I dropped a $100 bill on the table for a tip. And I left. A few hours later, I get a call from the owner of the restaurant. He says, hey, listen, you made a mistake, man. You left a $100 bill on the table. I said, no, I didn't. I said, I happened to hear the conversation about the waitress's terrible day yesterday on Sunday. And that shouldn't be. And I said, oh, by the way, I'm a pastor. And that stuff should just not happen. Anyway, that was my story. Paid it forward. Was blessed because of it.
Yeah, more of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Paying for an entire family of four's meal, that mystery man is definitely rich. Hey, what it cost to go out these days? Although you said yeah. you guys were doing like, you shared pizzas. And
it wasn't yeah. like a crazy meal. We got two pizzas, meals, yeah. a burger, some drinks. Like yeah. it wasn't wild, but it wasn't. You know, fast food restaurant. It was
right.
a nice restaurant.
It was a sit-down restaurant, yeah.
Heather, I'm 42, male, total bro. I teared up with that story. Thank you for sharing. That's Sunny in Birmingham. Take a texter says, my family's just out in Vegas. A gentleman at the bar unknowingly dropped his wallet. My daughter picked it up and gave it back, and he ended up buying our family a round of drinks. He was so grateful, and he laughed. He said, you should have kept it. There's a lot of money in there.
There's good people out there.
There are.
They're all calling in.
They're all calling in. Yeah. We'll keep hearing from them. 248-539-9797. How about this one around the holidays? Let's get to John in Linden. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up? So long story short, you know, I aged out of foster care. I was homeless for 5 years. Finally got myself together. And one of my first jobs, I was at Wendy's. And I had got a bonus because I worked like so many hours and I did such a good job. So I was working on Christmas. We only did like a 4-hour shift. And I used my bonus. I just paid for everyone's meal. It was Christmas. You know, I didn't really care about the cost. I just wanted to make people happy because I didn't have anything to do except work. And after work, went to go watch football. But I just took care of people on Christmas. You know, they shouldn't have to pay.
I'm sure
it's
it meant
really
a
generous.
Lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it did, especially on a day like that. Yeah.
It'd be a really tough day. For people who've either lost family or trying to make ends meet and can't have that holiday the way they want. So,
yeah.
Really nice gesture.
Yeah.
Kevin, St. Clair Shores, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I've done it a bunch of times, and I guess, Heather, I would just tell you, do it when it feels right, and you'll know. Don't feel compelled to do it today, tomorrow, next week. You'll be somewhere and see something and just go, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And just pay it forward then. It doesn't have to be grand. It can be something small. It doesn't have to be a whole meal like you were blessed with. Just when it's right, it'll be right. Yeah. You'll know it.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to it.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Kev.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sometimes just right place, right time.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.